Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Get all built up. I'm thinking it's Wednesday. That's okay. It's okay. We got a lot of great stuff going on. I got to tell you, we had a great meeting today at the Radio Factory. When's the last time you heard me report such an occurrence? I really was. It was very very useful, very friendly, very positive. I thought for no, I know you think, wait a minute, are you in the right meeting? I was in the right meeting. Stop that, Jeremy. That's not nice to say. It's not nice to say. We had a good time. We're getting ready for our 100 year anniversary of this radio station, which is it's a huge thing. It's a huge thing. There are only a handful of radio stations around America that, in fact, are 100 years old or slightly older. We were one of the first radio stations in America. It's a legacy, to be sure. It's a grand history. It's also a great opportunity to remind everybody we're looking at the next 100 years. But we've got a lot of stuff that's going to happen. And it's all good. It really is. Just all totally positive. So I'll give you details. In fact, you'll get a lot of details. You'll be involved in it as we get closer and closer. Now, one of the guys that always reminded us about the WRVA anniversary is my friend John Reed, who is now the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. He'll be with us about an hour. He'll be here at 4:35. And we'll be chatting about some of these poll numbers. Look, the latest poll numbers, if you are a Republican, are not good. Right? Abigail Spanberger out in front by, what, 12 points, allegedly, over Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. Ghazala Hashmi, who doesn't even know where she lives, allegedly leading John Reed by 10 points. Jay Jones, who, well, he's a communist, is what he is. He hates cops, loves criminals, and he's a communist. He, according to this poll, is leading our incumbent Attorney General, Jason Meares. This is all horrifying. If you do not want to see our beloved Commonwealth become California East, New York South, well, then people are going to have to get up and make sure that not only are they voting, but they're telling people about voting, telling their friends. You got to do it. You got to vote. So we'll get into it. There's a lot of other stuff going on. I don't want you to be focused only on that, but it is concerning if, in fact, you like the way our Commonwealth is right now. If, in fact, you like what Governor Youngkin has been able to accomplish these last 4 years, undoing the travesty, the mess that Terry McAuliffe and Ralph Northam unleashed on Virginia. Now, if you really liked being locked up in your home, scared to death, kids out of school, being harassed and insulted by somebody pretending to be the governor, you know, when he wasn't pretending to be black or a Klansman, because we still don't know, do we? We still don't know. Was he in blackface or was he under the Klan hood? I guess we'll never know. Gosh, I have my suspicions. And in fact, I have a lot of people who have shared with me that my suspicions are not just suspicious, but they're correct. But I just leave it at that. I mean, if that's how you want to go, then I suppose it'll happen. But there are going to be a lot of people who start thinking, might be time to leave Virginia. God, I'd hate that to happen. I really would. I hate that to happen. But it's absolutely could happen. So we'll certainly discuss it. We heard a report that there were a number of people that were detained at the Chesterfield County Courthouse. I don't know if that's the fact. We'll certainly continue to look into it. Here's what I can tell you, is that every single day of the year, for as long as there has been an agency charged with enforcing immigration laws, there have been visits to courthouses and police stations around America. Why? Well, because that's many times where you find criminals. And all that is public information. You know, if you were sitting at home and you weren't appearing in court, then people wouldn't know where you were. However, if you're on the public docket and your name is public, and everybody's name on the docket is public, and every law enforcement agency in America knows that if you're looking for somebody, you have a warrant especially, you got a good shot of finding them somewhere in the criminal justice system. You run them and see, well, they might have been locked up in the meantime. They might be at a jail. They might be in prison. They might be due in court. So there's nothing unusual about that. Nothing at all. Couple of things I need to remind you about. Number one, the James River Air text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. That is the number for the James River Air text line. You are always welcome to text. Would love to give you the opportunity to weigh in on all of this. Coming up at 4:20 this afternoon, I will give you the opportunity to win one pair of tickets to go and see John Fogerty. August the 1st is going to be the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series, Meadow Event Park, up here in Doswell. Great, great facility to see a show. I don't know if you've been out there this season. We're what, about midway? Matt Krieger was with us yesterday talking about it. Run right through, I guess, Labor Day or thereabouts. Always top name acts. And if you grew up listening to CCR, and a lot of us did, then you're going to need to go out there and enjoy John Fogerty. I'm going to give you this piece of information. Might encourage you to make sure you're here at 4:20 to win those tickets. John Fogerty is 80 years old. But Matt Krieger said, man, he does a world-class performance every night. You would have no idea how old he is. So that's great. That's great. And that's important as far as I am concerned, simply because he's 80 years old. You know what I mean? And it's in stark contrast. A couple of years back, Willie Nelson was around, and Willie's what, in his 90s? And no offense, but we saw him, and we kind of felt, yeah, he's in his 90s. You know what I mean? So I want to make sure you win those tickets at 4:20. All right, taking a look at a couple of the texts rolling in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, is Tiny Tim Kaine now religious all of a sudden after supporting the slaughter of millions of babies? Yeah, well, Tiny Tim Kaine is he's in favor of anything that is beneficial for him. He is who he is and what he is, and that's not necessarily good in either regard. But he's a phony and a fraud, but we already knew that, right? Bruce in 804 says, Jeff, I'll admit the GOP are definitely the underdogs here in Virginia, but when the polling has the incumbent Attorney General Jason Meyers 9 points down, I tend to dismiss it as inaccurate. All right. I don't know. I don't do predictions. I know that every poll that is done invariably seems to have some wiggle room. But much better to function, as far as I'm concerned, if you are Winston Sears or John Reed or Jason Mayari, is much better to function as the underdog as far as I am looking at it. Why? Because you're going to work harder. Todd in the West End says, hey, Jeff, what were the polls saying about McAuliffe versus Youngkin back in July of 2021? Great point, Todd. Wasn't going to be a contest, was it? Terry McAuliffe was going to win. That was it. Not a question at all. It was all said and done. So anything can happen. That's absolutely true. But I don't want anybody to get complacent. Well, I mean, except for Spamberger. She should get complacent. And Hashmi and Jones, they should get complacent. But, you know, the good folks should not get complacent. The rest of us should absolutely keep our eye on the ball so that we are really, honestly, doing what we need to do to preserve our beautiful, beautiful Commonwealth. All right. What else can I tell you? Well, I think that's about it. We've got John Reed joining us at 4:35. Oh, I know what I meant to tell you. Hold on. Hang on a second. The Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Competition is now officially underway. You can, if you would like, of course, vote online. That's entirely up to you. If, however, you want to do it the nice, easy way, well, you know you should do it each way, but the easy way to vote for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show, you are going to text the number 100-100. Text 100 to this number, 804-430-5505. 804-430-5505. Again, I would love for us to repeat the Jeff Katz Show Best Afternoon Radio Show 6 years in a row. That would be fantastic. And to help make that happen, I am asking you to help make that happen. Text 100-100 to 804-430-5505. 316 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. 320 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Here we are. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Will this shock you to learn that there is the potential for rain, heavy rain, thunderstorms, and all of that good stuff? No, of course not, because it's July the 16th, and here we are in Central Virginia. So we've got that on the docket.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
It's there each and every day now that I think about it, and will be. Right through October or thereabouts. We'll deal with it, will we not? Some interesting news, and we'll have to discuss this, I guess, Friday, if Dr. Dave Bratt's going to be along with us. There's conflicting news on the economic situation, right? Like yesterday, we heard there was this tiny little tick in inflation. Not a big move at all. And still well within the parameters that President Trump had set up and seems very clearly to be carrying out. I mean, we seem to be doing pretty doggone well. But a lot of hay made out of it. Today, numbers come out, not for the consumer price index, but for the producer price index. And you know what it shows? No inflation. No inflation at all. So what gives? I don't quite understand how we could have a production sector where there is no inflation, but at the same time have this consumer portion of the equation where there is inflation. And maybe, and I'm spitballing here because Lord knows I'm not an economist, but maybe when we look at the consumer portion of this and we say, wow, it's only a tiny little blip. Is this simply part of the proverbial margin of error, if you will? If it is only, I hate to say only because I know that there are people that have to deal with it. I get it. I'm not saying that. But is it possible that it's just negligible? I think that it probably is. And as I listen to the president and the president's team talking about it, that's what I take from it. It's the other side desperate, oh God, desperate for anything that's making a big deal out of it. So it's weird. It is. It really is. It's just weird. Not sure if you signed up to follow us on Instagram as of yet, but I would urge you to do that. Go to IG and follow at News Radio WRVA, at News Radio WRVA. The way this works, we need to get to that 1,000 follower mark, and we just started this thing a day or two ago, and Jeremy, I know, has been busy trying to get it up and running. So once we get to that 1,000 mark, then Rich Herrera, the host of Richmond's Morning News, and I are each going to be able to, at certain times, have a live little stream with you on Instagram, which can be kind of cool. It'll be behind the scenes, not going to be everything. But if you want to see that, particularly errors, because errors are great. I'm wearing a white shirt today, so I'm really rolling the dice that I don't spill coffee on it. But if I spilled coffee on it, you can see it on Instagram if you were following us at newsradiowrva.com. 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Well, thank you. I've been the best of Richmond now for 5 years in a row. Did you know the category was started specifically for me? Boy, that sounds egotistical. It's totally honest, but it sounds so unbelievably egotistical. The prior publisher of the Richmond Times-Dispatch was actually an old Boston newspaper guy. And so Heidi and I were over at Joe and April Nyamptu's house having dinner, and the publisher and his girlfriend were also there. And the publisher was new to town. And Joe said, hey, you know, Jeff is one of those guys who came from somewhere else and actually just jumped right into Central Virginia, and now, you know, he's pretty well regarded. And the publisher said, man, I'd like to chat with him a little bit. Is that the same Jeff Katz used to write for the Boston Herald? And Joe Nyamptu said, yeah. He said, well, you know, I used to be over the Boston Globe. We were not enemies, but we were on opposite sides of the street, if you will. But we had such a great time. And the publisher kept asking me, he says, well, what do we do? How do we make the paper better? Can we save the paper? Can we do this? Can we do that? And we had a great discussion. We really did. And it was interesting because I think the more warm sake that was consumed, the better the conversation kept getting. But one of the things I said to him, I said, listen, I said, you guys have had a best morning radio category forever. And you don't have a best afternoon radio category. And he was shocked. And then they, next time out, they added one. That was 5 years ago. Well, going on 6 years now. This will be the sixth year they have the category. And I have been thrilled each and every year to win that category. The rules state, just so we're very clear, the rules state if you win 7 years a row, that's it. They kind of retire your number. I don't know if they hang it in the rafters or they throw it in the can. Either way, I would no longer have to annoy you and tell you that you need to vote for me. Which reminds me, you need to text the number 100 to 804-430-5505. Do it right now. No, go ahead. I mean, unless you're driving, in which case you should pull over and then text the number 100 to this number, 804-430-5505. And the last couple of years, my buddy John Reed has won in the morning. You know that. John's not here anymore. John is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And there is somebody that I will let you know has been climbing each year. Every year now, he's been able to climb up a rung or two. He started at number 3. People kind of dismissed him. It's truth, though. Got to be honest. Dismissed him. And then last year was number 2. Well, this year, I am thinking that number 1 is well within the grasp of the most trusted puppet in media, a guy who's been actually reporting since Roswell. And a lot of people don't know this. Sam and I actually share a producer. Jeremy is with me during the week, and then on the weekend, Saturday, he's working with Sam Newsman. And how we were able to get this all to gel, because normally you don't hear from Sam during the week, and Lord knows you're not hearing from me on the weekend because I got sleeping to do. But the stars have aligned, and I'm happy to say Sam's here. Hey, Sam.
Jeff, how are you doing, sir? It's great to hear your voice. I know that's what you say to everybody, so I'm saying it first.
You win. That's it. I'm tapping out. Congratulations. Remember your waiters.
There you go. Where's my trophy?
You haven't participated enough to earn a trophy just yet.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Just participation only. Participation only. That's right.
Exactly. Well, listen, I got to ask you, Sam. Now, I have been following you for a long time. As you know, I like you. I like what you do. I'm impressed with it. I appreciate it. I enjoy it. And you have it's almost a fractured sort of a thing, bringing back great memories from Saturday morning, and then also addressing some of the big issues of the day. But the reason I asked you to come here today, and we utilize Jeremy, as you know. I mean, both of us look at Jeremy sometimes and go, oh, please, can you step it up? You know, tighten up a little bit.
Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I agree with you.
Yeah, not a bad guy. Just you got to tighten up, soldier. That's all. You know, just pull it together. But all of that being said, I've watched your ascent from number 3 to number 2, and I got to think, hey, this could be the year for you.
Well, that's what they say. You know, I'm not into astrology or anything like that, or, you know, throwing dice out. But it does seem to be the case that now that John has, I don't know if you would call running for politics or office greener pastures, but he's no longer there. And so because he's no longer there, it does allow me to have this inside lane, if you will, for the best local morning radio show, something I've been doing now for the last 7 years. Independently on a little small tiny signal here in Richmond, Virginia.
Interesting. All right. Well, now I have a phone number because, you know, I'm big time, Sam. I mean, I'm not trying to Bigfoot you or anything, but I'm big time. And so you can text the number 100-100 to 804-430-5505. Vote for Jeff Katz as the best afternoon radio show. But let's say I'm sitting here and thinking, all right, Mr. Newsman. Fan of your work. I'd love to help you get to number 1. How do I do that for you?
Well, to do that, well, you know, you got to think about what you will be doing when you text this number, that number being 127. You will be actually participating in broadcast history, if you will. That is the key for broadcast history.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that the number is very simple. It's 27 numbers after yours, I guess, because you are the magic number 100. But 127, that is the key to change broadcast history, to be a part of broadcast history. And not only that, at the same time, you'll be hacking the planet because a news media, a real media puppet will finally get his due as, you know, are surrounded by a bunch of humans pretending and being called puppets, which I'll tell you, seems to be very, could be very offensive, but I don't know. Maybe imitation is the best form of flattery is what they say, but, who knows, but the number, the magic number to change broadcast history and to be a part of broadcast history is the number 127.
Interesting. So for the first time, instead of having human beings who we know are media puppets and they refuse to acknowledge it, we could actually have an honest-to-goodness, made-out-of-felt, somebody's pulling something somewhere, media puppet as the best. An official, proud media puppet.
And, you know, and far be it from me to say that I'm the one who continues to set the standard and raise the bar for all media puppets, but the only thing is that I am the most trusted puppet in media, reporting since Roswell. But, you know, like I said, it would be very, very selfish of me to get offended by a bunch of humans being always called puppets. But like I said, it's one of those things where, you know, I just need to just take a step back and just recognize the fact that humans just want to be me.
Interesting. They want to be you. All right. Well, listen, Sam, I always appreciate your commentary. I appreciate the insight. I like the fact that you dropped by here. But remind everybody, because, again, here's the number, and I'm going to share with everybody so many of my recommendations and suggestions. We've got great people who are finalists this year. The number that you're going to be texting is 804-430-5505. Some of us have got a text number, and in my case, you would be texting 100 to that phone number, 804-430-5505, to do a six-peat. Sam, is that a word, six-peat?
See, well, it is now. Yeah. If you actually take that prize this year.
I see. All right. Well, I remind everybody one more time, Mr. Newsman, exactly what is your number?
It is 127. The number one.
Yep.
The number two.
Yeah.
Number seven. I have to do a Sesame Street, kind of a Sesame Street way. Give you one number at a time.
Make
sure everybody knows what it is. 127.
Uh-huh. It's almost like the count and counting.
That's right. Ha, 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 as he would say.
That is exactly what he would say. All right. Well, Sam, I do appreciate you dropping by, and I will be looking forward to enjoying your next appearance hither and yon. And most importantly, I really would. I'd love to see you as number one. I think that would be pretty doggone cool.
Well, Jeff, I just wanted you to know that it's an honor to be on your show. People can follow me at Sam Newsman all over social media.
Yep.
And next time I show up, we'll talk about that Peking duck that you had about 13 years ago and where the hell Miller the Mallard even went. Okay?
Shh. Stop it. We're coming up on the 100-year anniversary of this radio station, and people are still looking for Millard. And excuse me. All I can say is that Millard was delightful. All right. Sam Newsman, most trusted puppet in media. Yeah, believe it or not, he's in the finals for best show. It's amazing. A best morning show. And hey, I think if you're going to pull for anybody, pull for somebody who's got strings. I mean, it makes it that much easier. 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Well, we're trying. I mean, what can I tell you? There's a whole list of people who have made it to the finals. And I'll be sharing it because we have so many people who are part of this program. Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. No surprise, I know, top five in the farmer's market category, but also a top five in the supermarket grocery store category. Certified Auto Repair, once again this year, in the running, top five for best auto repair facility. Jake's Place. Gosh, I don't have enough time to list all of the categories that Jake's Place is now in the top five. And Wendy Yeoman? Wendy Yeoman, a top five finalist for best chef in Central Virginia. I told you about him all along, didn't I? And there's more. Oh, there's more. My buddy Bolly Jarrett. Bolly's been on the program. I love Bolly. Bolly's is a CPA. And he doesn't clown around about the CPA stuff, but he is a graduate of Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Clown College. Not in accounting, no, like in, I don't know, a major in juggling and a minor in seltzer bottles or something like that. But Bolly is such a cool dude, and he and I are both part of the Maxwell leadership team. Bolly, once again this year, he won last year, the whole thing, number one best CPA in all of Central Virginia. He's in the top five again this year. So I don't want to start listing people, because what's going to happen is I'm going to miss somebody, and I don't want to do that. I'm going to put together my list. I will put it up on social media so that you can support the people who support this program. There's another part to this which I really kind of like. It just bugs the leftists when this program wins as best afternoon radio show. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have any of those left-wing NPR types. They don't ever make it to the final rounds. And yet, the Jeff Katz Show, a little place where you and I get together in the afternoons, hang out a little bit, talk about stuff, shoot the breeze, somehow, some way, we have been the number one, the best show in all of Central Virginia for 5 years running, and hoping, praying, asking you for your support to do it a sixth time. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Hey, Jeff, I am going to vote for Winsome Sears, but I got to tell you, I think she's running a very lame campaign at the moment. She needs to up her game. All right. Well, I will be happy to pass along that folks think they need to see more of her. I think that's great. I think it's great. But you also know about the money disparity. The Democrats are being financed by people out of state. Take a look, and I know it gets really boring because there's numbers involved and you have to dig into it. So I will do my best to try and share the important part with you. Spamberger, Hashmi, and Jones have received millions and millions and millions of dollars from outside left-wing interests. California and New York. Those are the folks who are financing the Democrats in Virginia. It is not Virginians. Virginians comprise the bulk of the support for Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Meares. So what we're seeing here is that we, the people in Virginia, are making clear who it is that we want. And these left-wing operatives from out of state are making clear who it is that they want. 804, Jeff, if you're doing a poll in Virginia and you want it to skew left, you only poll north of Fredericksburg. That's true. 804, Jeff, has anyone read the crosstabs to see who they actually polled? Was it all white, college-educated women? Well, good point. Good point. Jeff, Bannon and Tucker are insane to derail the MAGA agenda over Epstein. I got to tell you, I think Tucker has absolutely gone in a way that I just don't recognize, and I just don't have any time anymore for him. Don't forget, you got to text 100 to this phone number, 804-430-5504. We've got tickets for John Fogarty coming up later, and that text line will make you part of making the Jeff Katz Show once again the best afternoon show in all of Central Virginia. 356 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday afternoon. It is toasty, to be sure. It is 91 degrees, and we've got the possibility, shocking, of rain and thunderstorms and all of that good stuff. That being said, as you know, we had some pretty bad flooding the other day, especially down there in Petersburg and environs. Chesterfield, man, Chesterfield got a walloping, didn't they? Or didn't you? I mean, if you're there, then it's you. So it's another reason. Look, you got all the reasons you need, in my humble opinion, to be tuning in the morning to Richmond's Morning News. Rich Herrera doing a great job over there as the host. But if you need an extra one, then take a look at the weather. Because it's just been hellacious the last couple of days. So another reason to be tuning in first thing tomorrow morning again, starts at 6 a.m. Now, tomorrow's show will not be as good as the show today's, as the show yesterday for Rich. I mean, mine will be better. But no, for him, it won't be as good. Why? Because I was on his show Tuesday. And I won't be on his show tomorrow, but it won't be bad. It'll still be pretty good. And you should be listening to Rich anyway, all kidding aside. Nice guy, good guy, doing a great job. He's doing a lot of work with our Instagram. Jeremy, actually, is the guy taking point on it, but Rich is doing really, really yeoman's work over there. So if you're not following us on Instagram, and you'd kind of like to see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, the screw-ups, the broadcasting without I almost said clothing. Well, all right. Well, how do you know, right? You haven't seen behind the scenes. It'd still be safe. But you know what I'm saying. Just kind of behind the scenes. Then sign up and follow News Radio WRVA on Instagram. News Radio WRVA on Instagram. And then you'll be able to see some of that stuff. And once we get to 1,000 followers, I guess we're like halfway there, then we'll be able to do some live stuff. That should be pretty good as well. Pretty good as well. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, how come the Republican National Committee is not ponying up some dollars towards the Virginia Republicans trying to keep our state red? I don't know. I don't know. It's always something, isn't it? It's like Roseanne and Dana have to. It's always something. This is an eminently winnable election. Well, I don't like this candidate. I don't like that candidate. I got it. All right, nobody's perfect. But suck it up, Buttercup. If you don't want Virginia to be as screwed up as California, then you better put your rear end in gear and take all of your concerns and just put them in your back pocket. Because there's a great team that will work hard every single day from early in the morning to late at night to keep Virginia the best place to live, work, and raise a family. Jeff, the Democrats have way more money. Of course they do. But please take a look at where the money is coming from. This should explain it to everybody. And I know there'll still be some who don't quite get it, or they don't want to get it, or they don't want to listen. But here's the truth. Here is the fact. The bulk of the money that the Democrats have has come in from out of state. Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, Jay Jones will simply be operatives for left-wing string pullers in New York and California who have screwed up New York and California. And if you don't want to travel that far away, just go up 95 into the People's Republic of Maryland. See what Wes Moore is doing over there. I don't want that here. Now take a look at the Republicans. Oh, Jeff, they don't have nearly as much as the Democrats. You're absolutely correct. That's true. I'm not going to lie to you. Because I want you to deal with reality. But the Republicans' money for Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Meares has come overwhelmingly from Virginians right here in Virginia. That really should explain this for all. Some of these folks on the Democrat Party ticket, what are they doing really? Well, they're running against Donald Trump. So far as I know, Donald Trump is not on the ballot. We elected him already. Nice note here, Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville, who are great people, by the way. I love Jim. Hey, Jeff, Deb and I have had the pleasure of meeting and talking with Winsome Sears, and without question, she is fully capable of taking the helm as governor. She's a tough Marine and immigrant who came to the United States the right way. She's worked very hard to achieve her position as lieutenant governor of our Commonwealth. She's a wife, a mom, and just an exceptional human being. The Virginia Republican Party needs to do their job and put her in office. We love you, Jeff. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville, I love you, too. 804 says, Jeff, sloppy Steve Bannon's pretty damned ungrateful after Trump pardoned him for some of those serious fraud charges. Yeah, he does seem pretty ungrateful, doesn't he? And Tucker Carlson just seems like somebody who's lost his ever-loving mind. A lot of folks asking if he's getting money from Qatar and some other operations. I was taken to task because I posted something about Tucker Carlson the other day. And they said, well, you know, why are you saying this? You just don't like the fact he's asking questions. No, I have no problem at all with anybody asking questions. In fact, I think there should always be more questions asked about everything. What I got a real problem with is Tucker Carlson peddling what seems like passages from the protocols of the Elders of Zion. Just Jew hatred, pure, plain, and simple. Just absolute freaking garbage. 804, Jeff, where are all the rich out-of-state Republicans? Well, they're out-of-state, I guess. Jeff, can you ask John Reed how much the Republican National Committee has donated to his campaign? Are the Republican National Committee and the Virginia GOP really willing to give Virginia to the Democrats without a fight? 804, Jeff, I'm wondering where Abigail Spamberger films her campaign ad. You know, the one where it shows her touting Tucker High School, walking through the halls? The ad shows lockers in the hallways. Problem was, Tucker High School didn't have hallways. When she went to J.R. Tucker, it was an outside campus. So in that commercial where she says, yeah, you know, I remember walking these halls. No, you don't. No, you don't, because there were no halls at J.R. Tucker when you went there, and the halls that you are walking in did not exist. So unless there's been, I don't know, some sort of happy hour before the filming of that, you really don't have a recollection of walking through those hallways. I'm just telling you, not a possibility. Absolutely not a possibility. A couple of moments from now, I want to give you a chance to win some tickets. We got John Fogerty coming to town August the 1st. Atlantic Union Bank After Hours. What a great concert series that is. My buddy Matt Krieger was here yesterday. He's the guy behind it. Did you not hear Matt? If you didn't, why don't you head over to WRBA.com? Because Matt gave us an inside peek at some of the other stuff that's coming. I'm going to tell you, because I want you to go to WRBA.com. You can listen to the show from yesterday or just the Matt Krieger piece, download it, share it with people, because you want other people to join you for the concerts, right? So go to WRBA.com. You can listen to everything that Matt Krieger told us about the upcoming acts, and they are some big ones. But today, I've got tickets, a pair of tickets for John Fogerty. Again, August the 1st, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours. That's the Meadow Event Park in Doswell. I'm going to give those to you in about 5 minutes or so. We're going to call it 4:20-ish. And while you're just sitting there with nothing to do, I need you to help me, once again, become Best Afternoon Radio Show in Central Virginia. Text the number 100. Text 100. To this number, 804-430-5505. Again, text 100 to this phone number, 804-430-5505. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:20-ish. All right, let me give you a chance to pick up a pair of tickets to go see John Fogerty. He is coming on August the 1st to the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. That, of course, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Nice and easy, just straightforward. How about? Caller number 7 at 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Okay? You be caller number 7. You will, in fact, get the tickets. That's all. Yeah, simple. Simple as that. 833-804-1140. Hey, Jeff, Walt here. Can you please text me the number and phone number to vote for you? Yes, absolutely. I will do that. And in fact, I'll let everybody know. You can text. Text. Oh, wait a minute. There we go. Text 100 to 804-430-5505. That's it. All right. And then that way you can help to make the Jeff Katz Show, once again, the best afternoon radio show in Central Virginia. I will have my full list of folks I have voted for. Remember, you can vote once each day with each cell phone that you have. And if you're Walter White or Saul Goodman, It's all good, man. I mean, how many burner phones have you got? Go, yeah, get some burner phones. And then just text every day. Text 100 to 804-430-5505, and you can help us to 6-Pete. Whether that is a word or not, I do not know, but it's your opportunity to be part of this. Coming up at 4:35, just about 10 minutes from now, John Reed's going to be here, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. I want to talk to him about these new poll numbers. I want to talk about the fundraising. And I especially would like to hear what he has heard from Ghazala Hashmi. Because you remember, John proposed to Ghazala Hashmi, hey, let's have 10 debates around the state. Let's do it. Let's do it. And he had all sorts of locations that he thought would be good, you know, to expose everybody within our beloved Commonwealth to both of them on a stage, answering questions, talking about the important issues. I don't like to assume, you know, what happens when you do that. But, I mean, I would like to assume that, she said, sure, I just can't wait. I can't wait to do it with you. We'll find out. It is 4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. Once again, right around that 90-91 degree mark, we've got very heavy thunderstorms that are going to be coming through, well, at any time now. It kind of depends exactly where in central Virginia you are, but they're on the way. And many of them are going to contain very strong winds, so be aware of that. We obviously had some really nasty flooding initially in Petersburg, and then yesterday throughout Chesterfield. Thank God we didn't see it up here in Hanover, but, you know, it's summer in central Virginia, so it is what it is. We've got an election underway. We just heard some numbers there from the Wilder School. I'd say the Democrats are way out in front. Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones. I don't know. I don't know what to make of those numbers. And I will tell you this, with the finance numbers, they are indeed out in front. But it's not money coming from Virginians. It's not money coming from Virginia. It's out-of-state interests. These sort of left-wing operatives, these left-wing string pullers in California and New York, who are just determined to lay waste to our beloved Commonwealth. And then you flash over to, well, I'm going to say it, my ticket, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, John Reed, Jason Meares. They don't have as much money as the Democrats do, but their money is coming from people like me, people like you, actual Virginians, people who have their boots on the ground right here, who want to make sure that Virginia is the best place to live, work, and raise a family. It says a lot. John Reed is joining us. Always a pleasure to bring John onto the program and just talk about all of this. And I do need to know, John, have you been able to find where in the world is Ghazala Hashmi?
Still no word from Ghazala Hashmi about the debates. I am assuming at some point either she'll go through her emails or somebody will nudge her and say, don't you think you should do a couple of debates with John Reed? Just to kind of check that box, because I think Virginia voters have that expectation for the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the attorney general. Statewide, it's big. It's important. You know they're going to try to tell everybody, oh, John Reed's just a talk show host. Right. They'll forget me working overseas with foreign governments. They'll forget me working in the Senate and working for Ronald Reagan. They'll just talk about the talk show host. I want to show people who never listened to WRVA that I'm a real guy, and I think I'll do a good job of representing them. So I will tell you right now, Jeff, I don't care whether Senator Hashmi shows up or not. I'm going around the state starting this fall, and I'm going to be on stage, and I'm going to be taking questions from reporters and activists, and I think I'm going to impress people and win votes that way. So she can join me, and that would be fair,
Or if she wants to hide in the basement like Joe Biden, then let's see how that works out.
Well, it's great. And I know that you have been traversing our beloved Commonwealth like nobody's business. Good Lord, John, I knew you liked to travel, but I am looking at this stuff. Do you sleep at all at this point becomes the question.
Well, I'm tired today because I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning signing 687 thank you cards for people who have donated to my campaign. I mean, some people gave me $10. Some people gave me $10,000, which, you know, I mean, I heard your story and I heard you talking about it. I mean, I need the money, and I don't have a big millionaire to give me money. I have not managed to make friends with Elon Musk yet. So I'm dependent on nice people who have been as generous as they can be, because I hope they have confidence in me. But even bigger than my campaign is, are we going to let Virginia go crazy left wing like New York City with that radical guy who's running for mayor, or like the insanity that has overtaken California? I'm just not going to let that happen if I have any say over it. So I'm thankful for everybody who's donated. And I did just get back from Petersburg. I heard the story that Charles was talking about with damage, and then you mentioned it too. I went down, you know, Petersburg's been around a long time, so they know the flood zone. I saw some businesses had been damaged. There were a couple of streets that were really torn up. I'm gonna put those pictures on my Facebook in a little while. But I met with the mayor's staff, and I think things are under control, and it's, you know, it's not like raging waters now, but, you know, you hate to see that kind of thing happen.
Yeah, no, it's rough. It's a bad situation. I know Travis Christian, who's a great guy, chief of police down there in Petersburg, certainly had his hands full. Heard some of his commentary yesterday. John, you, I think, have been critiqued because you are talking to some blue folks in blue areas. What gives? Are you consorting with the enemy, as somebody said?
I'm trying to win people over, and you know, I have been told, don't waste your time talking to Democrats.
Yeah.
And I just don't think, look, you and I did conservative talk radio.
Yeah.
I know our base, and I'm thankful that the Republicans have gotten behind me. I'm thankful that conservatives got behind me. But in order to win in Virginia, I'm going to have to win over some people who have written us off or don't like us or may have heard all the nasty rumors over the years. Maybe they don't like Donald Trump or George W. Bush. I don't know. I mean, they just don't like Republicans. And I think I can win people over. I'm a pretty likable guy. I think when they hear me talk about the issues, like when I was in Charlottesville yesterday, I had some people who said, wow, I've never really met a Republican. Can you believe that in Charlottesville, Virginia, that's possible? But I think that's possible. So, you know, it's still a long way between now and November 4th, but I got to get out and meet these people and convince them that I am reasonable and responsible and fair, and I'm the kind of guy you would want in this job. And, you know, not to be mean about it, but when you contrast me with the attitude that Senator Hashmi's exhibited, man, I think that's going to be an easy decision. Like, yeah, you want me making those decisions, not her.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. What about these poll numbers? We just heard some poll numbers, John, from the Wilder School, Abigail Spamberger, in theory, according to them, up by 12 points, Hashmi up by 10 points over you, Jones up by 9 points over Jason Meares. Is that something that we need to be concerned about? Is it an outlier?
Well,
what do you see?
Listen, if you're following me on Facebook, you know that I'm acting every day like I'm 20 points behind. Mm-hmm. You know, I get up at 4 o'clock. I am doing stuff, returning emails, trying to make phone calls to people so that they don't get mad at me for not returning phone calls.
Right.
I'm traveling all over the place trying to meet with voters. I don't really buy these numbers because I saw them this afternoon. And I was like, oh my God, I don't like that. But they're kind of the outlier here.
Okay.
And it's weird to me that all three of us would be kind of at the same place behind all three Democrats.
Right.
You know, we could critique. There's six people running, right? you can critique all six of us and say this is their strength, this is their weakness. I just don't know that all three Republicans would be in the same position. That seems weird to me. But regardless, it's July 15th, and I'm going to be working my tail off to close whatever gap there is and make sure that on November 4th, you know, I'm at least 1 point ahead, and I think I can be.
Excellent. Excellent. John Reed is joining us. John, of course, formerly the host of Richmond's Morning News and now the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, has dared State Senator Ghazala Hashmi to join him on stage 10 times around the state and talk a little bit about the issues facing our Commonwealth. John, we did hear the numbers on the fundraising. Now, we all know how this is breaking down. I shared it with people. Some people, I think, are going to be very upset, but it is the truth. The bulk of the money for the Dems coming in from New York and California, and people really do need to follow the money, and then most of the money on our side coming from our fellow Virginians. So if you are going to compete effectively, you're going to win, you need bucks, my friend.
Yes, and that's why I'm working the phones. I think a couple of things are in play here. One is the Democrats want to win badly after losing the White House, right? And they're mad at Glenn Youngkin. They're mad at Winsome. They're mad at Jason. I guess they're mad at me for whatever reason. Just I got the wrong letter behind my name, right? And so they're ready to buy this thing if they can possibly do it. And their friends around the country are aware that this is a bellwether for next year. So they'll have bragging rights if somehow they pull off some big victory, and they're going to use that to try to have a cascading impact into the congressional elections. Now, Winsome and Jason both are in office, and when you're in office, there are a lot of people who say, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, hey, I'm going to help you. You and I talked about this when I first started thinking of running for lieutenant governor. I would have, at least at the beginning, an uphill battle convincing people that I'm serious, that this isn't a PR stunt. I've had people ask me, like, what are you going to do next? You're going to go back to WRVA? I'm going to win, and I'm going to show everyone every day that I'm willing to work hard. And I told those people up in D.C., I spent 2 days in D.C. last week, I hate to say begging for money, but begging for money from people with the Republican National Committee and all the assorted groups. And they're like, well, you know, tell us why you think you can win. I said, have you been tracking me? Do you know the appeal that I think the polling data indicates for somebody who is their own man, who is independent? Who will get out there and get into wants to get along, but when there needs to be a fight, we'll get into a fight. You keep watching me. And then I was on Fox News on Sunday, and the phones lit up. People were excited to see somebody actually call out the radicals who are, they're trying to hurt the ICE agents, and they're defending criminal gang members. Why would you do that? Even if you're a Democrat, that just crosses a line, and people don't like it. And I think people are excited that there's somebody like me out there who would love to get along, but if you're going to do something stupid like that, you're going to get a fight from me.
Well, tell everybody where they can help, because again, it's just, it's just the way it is. Whether we like it or not, it is the way it is. You want to compete, we want you to win. You got to have some bucks behind you. Where do people go to make that donation?
Well, it's johnreed4virginia.com, all spelled out. You know, R-E-I-D is my last name, johnreed4virginia.com. And I could sure use the help, and I could I told people last night in Charlottesville, I said, don't be an Episcopalian like me, where you don't talk about politics with other people, because that's how you lose your country. That's how you lose your state. You need to talk it up. And if people listen to your show and they remember me from WRVA a few months ago, and you've got confidence in my decision-making process and confidence that I'm solid, I could sure use the good word of mouth all over the state.
There you go. There you go. Well, I'm not Episcopalian, I can tell you. When you have two people from my team in a room, you get three opinions. So we got no problem talking about politics and issues. And I want you to remind your mom, who I love, that she can now vote for me, since you're no longer campaigning for any of these radio awards. She needs support.
Oh, we'll do it.
Yeah.
For Best Afternoon Show, we'll do it tonight. You know, tonight is the anniversary of my dad's passing 3 years ago, so I'm going to go spend the night over at her house tonight to be with her. Yeah. So we'll do it tonight. That'll be good to do, Jeff.
All right. Well, John, seriously, give her a hug. We love her, and I thought the world of your dad, and I can't believe it's
I know. You were always good to us. Thank you.
Good folks. John, I appreciate it. That is John Reed, Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, 449 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, wrapping up a Wednesday in an hour or thereabouts. No, don't be checking out. I mean, we got a lot of stuff still to go. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., of course, Rich Herrera is going to be here. Somebody sent me a text and, hey, Jeff, I think Rich Herrera is nominated for Best Morning Show. And I believe that's true. Now, here's the weird thing, because I would be telling you all about Rich right now, and he said he didn't really want to do it. He didn't feel right about it. All right, well, then that's his choice. I don't know that I would agree with that choice, but, you know, tomato office furniture. I don't know, whatever. I would love to wrap it up for this show. Because if we can win 7 years in a row, then that's it. You don't ever have to hear me talking about it again, which would be nice, wouldn't it? But we do have to hear about it right now because we're not at 7 years yet. This would be year number six. But if you do win it 7 years in a row, the Times-Dispatch says, hey, thank you very much. We're taking your jersey. We're going to hang it up in the rafters, and you're no longer eligible. You can't do it anymore. That would be okay with me, but we got to get there. We got to get there. So easiest way to make me shut up about this whole thing is to text the number 100. Text 100 to this phone number, 804-430-5505. Again, you text 100 to 804-430-5505. I mentioned that we're getting ready to celebrate our 100th anniversary here at News Radio WRVA. And we've got some great stuff in store. Oh, my gosh. That was a big part of this meeting today. Just, brainstorming. And it was more than a drizzle. Don't go casting aspersions yet. I mean, it really was. Lots of great ideas on the books. Even more great ideas that we're putting together almost as we speak. Part of growing WRVA. Because, you know, it was... What were we forever? We were a radio station. We were an AM radio station. Then we're an FM radio station in addition to the AM radio station. Then there's the Odyssey app. Well, there's a whole slew of different ways that people consume what we do here. And the very latest opportunity for you is Instagram. If you're not following us on Instagram, you are missing out on a lot. If you go to Instagram, please go to Instagram. And follow at News Radio WRVA, at News Radio WRVA. And the higher the numbers we get, the more we can share with you. We get to that 1,000, and we will. We'd like to speed it up. Then we can do some live segments for me and for Rich in the morning. That'd be pretty cool. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.